Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Mysteries, a book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Now this is the first chronicle of a new show, and over the coming weeks and months I'll talk about old classics and new favourites, and I'll try to highlight books from the crime, mystery and thriller writers outside the usual Britain, United States or Scandinavia. But today, I'm starting with the US. This week's book is Jesus Out to Sea and Other Stories by James Lee Burke. Published by Orion Books in 2008, this week is all about despair, grief and revenge in the Gulf Coast states of the United States. Now this is a collection of James Lee Burke's short stories over 20 years, spanning from post-World War II, childhood memories, to post-Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans. Burke is best known for his Dave Robichaud detective novels set in the Louisiana Bayou. Now, the interesting thing about this collection is there are a number of stories which could be grouped together with multiple stories featuring the same setting or character or events from different viewpoints. For example, there's the childhood memories in Texas, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and one grouping featuring the indignation of retired university professors. The three stories which really stood out for me were Winter Light, Mist, and A Season of Regret. Winter Light is the story of a man battling to protect his land from hunters and his simmering feud with his former lecturer, colleague, and neighbour. His sense of powerlessness drives him to pick up weapons of his own, but the reader is left to make up their own mind about what happens in the end. Now, similarly, Season of Regret is about a retired lecturer with a dark past who is driven to protect a woman from a group of bikers. Everyone thinks he's a mild-mannered man, but he has a history of violence which no one else knows about, and he's driven to find justice when no one else will help. Now, this is quite similar to Winter Light, to the Winter Light story, to the point where it could be an exploration of the same character, but the stories were first published 14 years apart. Now, the most touching story for me was Mist. This is the story of a struggling alcoholic and junkie, Lisa, who's trying to get clean and half-heartedly attending her Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. An evacuee, she is haunted by Hurricane Katrina and grieving the death of her husband in the Iraq War, but she's also tormented by a knocking sound. Now, this is a character study of a woman in pain and delves into the trauma of the Katrina survivors and how they cope in the years following the flooding of the Ninth Ward in New Orleans. Other stories, as I said, are set in post-World War II Texas, following a group of young boys as they skirt around the violence and crime of their working-class neighbourhoods. And the title story, Jesus Out to Sea, follows survivors immediately after the bursting of the New Orleans levee banks, and the hopeful yet heartbreaking image of a statue of Jesus, freed from the church and floating out into the Mississippi alongside their boat. But throughout, James Lee Burke's prose is beautiful and precise, almost poetic in its simplicity. His descriptions of the heat and the sun and the dust of the southern Gulf states are crisp and spot on, and perfectly describing his settings. The landscape and the weather are equally important characters. So if you like stories of justice, petty crime, survival, neighbourhood bullies, people overcoming their pasts and succinct prose, I recommend you check out Jesus Out to Sea and Other Stories by James Lee Burke. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.